a week with Windows 10. The Sunday before last, I decided I would switch to NVDA, actually the Friday before last, really, from Supernova, which I'd been using for 25 plus years. This last Wednesday, I decided, well, since I'm doing one thing, I might as well go whole hog and switch from Windows 7 to Windows 10. To be honest, one thing why I didn't do it is because I wasn't even sure that this 2012 PC would actually handle it. It does. Pretty nicely, too. And it's been an interesting week. Upending your life in such a way, which might sound dramatic to some of you, but when you've been using one screen reader for over 20 years, over 25 years, and forcing yourself to sit down and learn something else, that's one thing. And then changing operating system, well, if it were a Mac, let's just say it would be pretty painless. But Windows doesn't make it easy. It's a wonder Microsoft have any customers left, if I'm honest with you. Now, this is going to sound like a Windows 10 diatribe. It's actually not. Windows 10, once I've gotten used to all its foibles, quirks, idiocies, and idiosyncrasies, isn't half bad. But that doesn't mean it's half good either. If you ever go shopping, and I mean in a physical store, not that there seem to be any of those left, you may be accustomed to going to a particular place to find the things that you're used to finding, but every now and then, just to make life a little different, and because you're on a deadline and you've got things to do, they move those things around so that you would go and find your bread now with the soup aisle. And they do this so that you have to learn where new things are, and you might be enticed into buying new things. Microsoft have taken this to a whole new level with the differences between one Windows version and the next. I think, although I'm not going to be upgrading to Windows 11, partly because this machine is too old to take it, and partly because I don't care, and I've just upgraded to One OS in a week, and I can just about take that, thank you very much. But I think the difference between 10 and 11 is probably the most negligible that we've seen in recent years. The difference between 7 and 10 is drastic. Now, I've been using Mac since 2014, and I believe that was Mavericks. Mavericks to Monterey, just because it's nice and alliterative, I know where I'm venturing now, but just go with the flow. Mavericks to Monterey, not much difference. There are a few new features, but there aren't, for example, entire swathes of shortcut keys that have been taken over by the OS and therefore not available for users to use anymore. It's disconcerting how much Microsoft have thrown at the wall to see how much sticks in Windows 10. Disconcerting in not a nice way. From the changes to settings and the ribbons in Explorer, Windows has gotten bloated just by the virtue of being Windows, and it's really sad to see. XP and 7 were some of Microsoft's very best offerings, and they've done nothing to entice me or to make me feel loyal to the brand ever since. Now, I'm just one person with one person's views, so they do not represent the whole blind community, but I do feel that Microsoft have taken a huge step back in accessibility in some ways. Ribbons are a prime example. It used to be quite easy to go into a menu, for example, with Alt-F, File, and Alt-E for edit, and you always knew from application to application what those would be, but I feel like ribbons are there to look pretty, but not to be pretty usable by me. And again, I'm just one person. But it really disheartens me to see things like this. It really does. For a company that's supposed to champion accessibility, that has people like Saqib Shaikh working for them doing the Seeing AI stuff, it just makes me really depressed to think that they've gone and lost their way so much. I dislike the start menu so much. Not because I'm a curmudgeon. I chose to upgrade, by the way, don't forget. But I dislike it so intensely that I went back to what is called Open Shell. It used to be called Classic Shell, which is the Windows 7 search. It's also much faster, and maybe because my machine is old and slow, which is fair, but it loads in less than a second, but the current Windows Start was taking a long time to animate and be all pretty and fluffy and beautiful and load on my system, and it just slowed me down exponentially, and I didn't like that at all. I don't use Cortana, and I went through with Winero Tweaker, and this is the thing. There are so many things in an operating system that I have to change before I can even begin to enjoy using it, that it just feels like a chore. Using a computer should not feel like a chore. It should feel fun and exciting and invigorating and exhilarating. And Microsoft have made me not feel like that anymore. And I think it's a damn shame. So, what do I get from all of this at the end of this 1 week? I'm familiar enough with Windows 10 now to say that I can use it and I can find my way around it, including the revamped settings, of which there seem to be about 13,500 ways to get to settings and find different things. But I don't love it. I don't love it. I loved 7. I loved XP. And I don't say love like I take it to bed or hug it or anything, but they were great operating systems with great ethos. They had new features, but they didn't steal your entire life trying to find them. The taking over of shortcuts, for example, like lots of control Windows keys and multiple desktops and things, mean that there are less ways for the user to do things that he or she could do before. And too many ways to do similar things. I can do Windows I for settings, and you can do Windows X to bring up a pop-up menu and then choose settings from there. And you can load Narrator with Control Windows Enter and Control Windows N, which is not the same as Control Windows Enter, by the way, because the Control Windows N version only says Start Narrator and offers you some choices, whereas Control Windows Enter loads Narrator. I mean, why? Don't forget Windows U for Ease of Access Center, because who needs to forget about that too? That's been there ever since the dawn of time, but still, it's different again. Why are there so many ways to do similar things? I wish I knew. Anyway, that's just a little thought process of my job, and it is a job, more of a job than it should be, of switching from 7 to 10. If you got all this way, thanks for listening. And if you skipped out early on, well, you won't hear this, but I don't blame you.